Children, do you know what it means to get engaged or betrothed? What does that mean? Do you know what that means? Yes?
Getting married.
Almost like getting married. It's when a man asks a woman, "Will you please marry me?" And the woman says, "Yes." That's getting betrothed or engaged, when the man and the woman have each given each other a promise that they will be married to each other forever and to no one else. And then they can have a special worship service to thank the Lord for leading them to each other, and they pray to the Lord, "Help us grow together more and more forever and ever." Then after a period of time, then they get married. And that's when they move into the same house and share everything. And hopefully the Lord sends them some children that they can take care of together. Now, there's a story in the Word about betrothal, being betrothed, Joseph and Mary. Do you remember the story? It says that when the angel came to Mary and told her that she was going to be the mother of the Lord, she was betrothed. She had promised to marry Joseph, but they weren't married yet. And so she didn't know, well, how can I have a baby if I'm not married? And then the Lord explained to her that she was going to be the mother of the Lord. And so then, the same thing for Joseph. He didn't know how they could have a baby. And when the angel came and told him, then he knew, oh, the Lord has given Mary a very special job to do. And so pretty soon after that, he married her, so that he could take care of Mary and baby Jesus when he was born. Now here's another story in the Word about betrothal. In this story, Abraham wants to find a wife for his son Isaac. And so he sent his servant with 10 camels to a city far, far away where Abraham's brother and Isaac's cousins lived. He sent him far away to find a wife for Isaac. Now, when he got there, he came to a well, because it was the well where everybody in the city got their water to drink. And in those days, it was the custom that young girls who were almost grown up, they would come out to the well with a pitcher on their shoulder, because it was kind of heavy, especially when it was full of water. And they would walk down the steps into the well, dip their pitcher and fill it up with water, and they would take it home to their family, to their mother and father and their brothers and sisters. So it was a good place to look for a wife for Isaac, because all the girls would come there. But he didn't know, well, which of these girls should be the one to marry Isaac? How did he know? So what did he do? Do you know what he did? Right, you're right. So let's listen to what the servant did. And he said, "O Yehovah, God of my Lord Abraham, cause it to happen, I pray, before me today, and do mercy with my Lord Abraham. Behold, I stand up by the fount of waters, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw waters. And it shall be the maiden to whom I shall say, 'Please incline thy pitcher that I may drink,' and she shall say, 'Drink,' and I will give thy camels a drink also, her thou hast destined for thy servant Isaac. And by this I shall know that thou hast done mercy with my Lord." So what did the servant do? What did he do? He prayed, didn't he? He prayed to the Lord. He said, "Please, show me the girl. Let her be the girl that you want Isaac to marry, the one who says, when I ask, 'May I have a drink?' she says, 'Yes, and I'll get you a drink for all your camels too.' Let her be the one." Now, let's see what happened when he prayed. And it was that scarcely had he completed speaking, hardly finished his prayer, and behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, the brother of Abraham, with her pitcher on her shoulder. And the maiden was exceedingly good in appearance, a virgin, and no man had known her. And she went down to the fount and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please, let me sip a little water from thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she hastened and let down her pitcher on her hand and gave him a drink. And she completed giving him a drink, and she said, "I will also draw for thy camels until they have completed drinking." And she hastened and poured out her pitcher into the watering trough and ran again to the well and drew for all his camels. And the man, marveling at her, was silent to know whether Yehovah had prospered his way or not. He was so surprised. Right while he was praying, along came Rebekah and did just what he had prayed for. And so he gave her jewelry, special jewelry, to show that he was asking her to marry Isaac. It was like a man giving a woman an engagement ring today. And so she invited him to her house, her family's house. So he came to the house with all of his 10 camels, and there they spread out a nice feast for him. But he said, "Before we eat dinner, I need to tell you why I came." And he told them the whole story of what Abraham had said to him and how he had prayed to the Lord. And while he was praying, Rebekah came and offered not only a drink to him, but also to the camels. And at the end of his story, he said, "So now I need to ask you, will it be all right for Rebekah to come and be the wife of Isaac, or do I need to look somewhere else?" And listen what her father and her brother said. And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The word has gone forth from Yehovah. We cannot speak to thee evil or good." What they're saying is, this is so obviously the Lord's choice that Rebekah should be Isaac's wife. It's not up to us. And they said, "Let us call the maiden and ask from her mouth." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." So she said, yes. And the next day, they got onto the camels and they rode all the way back to where the servant and Isaac and Abraham lived. And Rebekah became Isaac's wife. So now, what is the Lord teaching us about betrothal, about getting engaged in this story? What's something? Oh, here's a picture you can see. Here is a picture of Rebekah watering, drawing water, pouring out water for the camels. You can see some of the camels in this picture. So, what is something the Lord is telling us in this story about betrothal? Well, one of the things you can see is that we should pray to the Lord. We should ask him, "Who should I marry?" Because we don't know, but the Lord knows who is the person that will be just right for us so that we can become more and more one angel in heaven forever. So we pray to the Lord and we say, "Please lead me to a person who's the right person that you want me to marry. Not what I want, but what you want, because you know what's going to be happiest and best for everyone." And if we're following the Lord, we're trying to keep his commandments, then the Lord will lead us, just like he led the servant in the story. It might not be as, wow, obvious as it was when Rebekah came along right while he was praying, but the Lord will gently lead us and help us see, yes, this is a good person for me to marry. And we can pray before we meet that person. We can pray from the time we're little even. "Lord, please help me grow up to be a good husband or a good wife. And when the time is right, please help me meet that person so that we can be married." And when we are married, then we can say, "Lord, please help me grow more and more into one angel with my husband or my wife. Help me keep your commandments very well so that I can be a good husband or wife, a good father and mother." And will the Lord answer our prayers? Yes, he certainly will. Amen.